It started with just two men setting out to make a great gaming podcast.
Excuse me, weren't there more than two guys?
Three men came together to make a great gaming podcast.
That's right, mate. I'm pretty sure there was more than four.
A bunch of guys came together to make a great gaming podcast and created a website about playing games, not consoles.
Didn't that get made by the Couch Mercenaries?
They took part in a website about playing games, not consoles, and it would stand the test of time.
Isn't that website no longer around?
They bounced around to a few sites, finally settling on a home that was all about gaming. Anyone could take part and play. All ages were welcome.
I don't like the ones that are under 18. I'm pretty sure the site doesn't allow them.
They bounced around until they found a site that would take them in, that discriminated against anyone under 18. It was a match made in heaven. And so, without further ado, we give you episode 100 of The Overseas Connection.
3, 2, 1...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Overseas Connection, episode 100. Today is January 25th, 2011.
Yeah.
Yep.
A big show today. We are excited. So without further
ado, early.
No kidding. Let's get some introductions out of the way. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, PSN ID Murphy's Law 1969, and Twitter ID, Murphy's Law 0013, just in case you need to hear more ramblings from me. Of course, joining us this week, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello. I is first off the list. Skullduggerer, as usual, Skullduggerer everything, at Skullduggerer for Twitter, and that's it. Job done. Let's move on.
Moving on. We also have in the house Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Yes, I am here, still here, El Guapo, as I always say. CPM1376 on your Xbox Live, CP Matthew on Steam, PlayStation Network, and Twitter. No, not Twitter. Steam, PlayStation Network, and now on your Apple iPhone or iPad Game Center. And Chris Matthew, K-R-I-S, Matthew, all one word, all lowercase, on Twitter. Yeah. Anybody confused? I am. Let's go.
And last but not least, someone that will certainly clear all of this up, Mr. Mike Chin.
Hi, my name is Mike Chin. Gamer tag on Xbox Live is Chin Chinny. My PlayStation Network tag is Chinny1985. My Twitter is Chinny1985. And on Raptor, you can find me at Chin Chinny. Don't try to achievements, because I never check my mail. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
I'm CPM1376 on True Achievements and CP Matthew on Raptor 2. Woot!
And M Big Boy Chin on Gaydar.
And then we're done with the intros. Let's talk about this
and the
podcast.
Show. Done.
Yeah, let's talk about 100 episodes. We're excited. We've got a big show today. We wanted to just do a show all about us gloating about 100 episodes because I mean that's quite an achievement.
Let's everybody thank Greg. Greg, well done. You're
let's everybody thank Sergeant Hoka, our
thank
new big
you very much. Thank you very much, Greg. You're the man. You're the man. Well done. We appreciate all your work that you put in.
Love you, Greg.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm going to tear up in a second.
Oh, to 100 more. Cancelled.
Yes. Yes. That is the infamous mark, isn't it? But hey, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the show. We're doing things a little different this show. We are still going to give you our regular segments, smattering in a bunch of feedback from the community. But first, before we get into that, I want to talk real quickly about a little contest we're going to have for the show. The details of the actual contest will be at the end of the show, but just know that the winner will be either getting 800 Microsoft points or a $10 PSN card, whichever they decide on.
What about the Wii option, Greg?
There's no Wii option. We don't believe in the Wii. Fuck the Wii. It's too difficult to get points for the Wii. So
Steve Conger is wiling his way down to
San Diego, as we speak.
I'll send you, was it 1,000 pennies or whatever? It would be the equivalent of $10 if you really need money for the Wii. But there's nothing of value on the Wii Virtual Console anyway, so you don't need to worry about that. But anyway, so contest. Yes, contest. Listen to the end of the show because there will be the details there. Now, that said, I think maybe we should kind of set the stage for our community mailbag.
Sweet!
Take the mail, Pop.
Pip, take the mail, Pip.
Yep, any mail for us.
So, Skull, why don't you introduce the question and we'll kind of take it from there.
First of all, before I tell you the question, I would like to put a big thank you out to Stu because I blatantly robbed a section he did on the VG podcast. Go check it out, as Mike would say.
You know what? It's okay because the biggest form of flattery is plagiarism.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what I heard, at least.
So I completely plagiarized him and came
you
up with
plagiarized.
This. I plagiarized him and you, Mike Chin, because you belong to the same podcast. So basically, question that we sent out there was, you can buy two games and one for 2011. What do you pick?
You can buy two games and rent one. You missed
Correct.
The word rent.
Yes, we were missing
two games, rent one.
Yes. What games would you pick?
We're going to go through all of this then, or we're going to do our own first?
Well, let's do ours first, real quick.
Cool.
I would say buying games, for me, it would be Gears of War 3, buy. Forza 4 is going to be a buy. And my rent will be Killzone 3, with the option to buy later.
Ooh. Right, you, Mike.
I don't want to buy them all. Mass Effect 3.
I know one that you're going to buy.
Mass Effect 3.
Let me offer you this piece of advice, Mike Chin.
Yeah, okay.
Don't buy Mass Effect 3 because you won't play it until 2015 anyway. Save yourself some money.
Okay. So, LA Noir.
There you go.
Day one, nose on the window screen. Let me in, please. L.A. Noir, Portal 2, and then I'll rent Mass Effect when I'm ready to play it. Bang.
Nice.
No multiplayer games whatsoever.
Man, he's kind of like that these days.
People suck.
mean people suck. Nice people swap.
Portal 2 could be construed as multiplayer, just for the record.
Yeah, co-ops. Co-op.
Sorry. I was just helping us earn that explicit tag next to our podcast on iTunes.
Bang. Fuck you, listeners. I'm joking. There you go. There's the explicit tag.
Why'd you say it, Mr. Burgundy? Why?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Right, moving on. Chris.
What? Chris.
What?
Chris got it, right?
Yes,
you got it, right? Chris got it.
Yeah. So, I would buy Mass Effect 3 because I will play it day one. In fact, I'm going to challenge myself to pick it up the day it comes out and finish it by the next day.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to try and play Mass Effect 3 at least a week within its release.
All right. Good. I think I will buy Gears of War 3 just because even though it didn't last as long as the other ones do in our particular community, as long as the Call of Duty games do, Gears of War 2 multiplayer and Horde were really fun, and I'm looking forward to trying the Beast mode or whatever it is where you get to play as the Horde.
Beast? We played that.
We did.
And rental. I don't know. I think I would rent Ghost Recon. I'd have to flip a coin between renting Gears of War or renting Ghost Recon, and then I would buy the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rich, what about you, Skull?
Oh, me? Me
yeah,
next.
You. Yeah.
All right. Okay. My first one, which would be a buy, because I know that it would last me for a whole year easily, Battlefield 3.
Oh, yeah. God, there's so many good games coming out.
My second one, oh god, I was throwing this one up in the air for ages for buying. Brink, because of the whole idea of it, loving the sound of it and everything. But I couldn't see myself pushing myself away from Gears 3. So I'd have to jump on the Gears 3 bandwagon. And as far as a rental was concerned, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to pass up the last segment of Mass Effect and have all you guys talking about it. So I'd have to rent that.
The week after it comes out, I'm spoiling everything.
Fantastic.
So you might want
to... You will play it through 5 times just to spoil as much as you can.
Be forewarned. All right. Well, I guess, Chris, you're going to be up on the some of the first twitterings, if you will, from the community.
Twitterings? Thought we call those tweets.
Tweets? Twitterings?
Nah, whatever. Whatever we call them. In the Twitter sphere, the question of the week goes out to our loyal followers and the replies. Rabid Scotsman says, I would buy hashtag Brink and hashtag Homefront and probably rent hashtag Bulletstorm. I don't think anything else can drag me from hashtag StarCraft 2. Dot, dot, dot.
That guy is seriously addicted to StarCraft at the minute.
Yep. Well, it's a good game. Can't really fault him for that.
Lots of love to Scott McGregor.
Yeah, I just can't click that fast.
All right. And Ron Richardson chimes in at Knives311. He says, at @OC_podcast, which, by the way, is how to get hold of us on Twitter, OC at @OC_podcast. He would buy Mass Effect 3 and Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim, and he would rent Marvel vs. Capcom 3. An interesting combination of games there.
That is quite the interesting combination of games.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3. This one has not really been on my radar. It's a fighting game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not for me. I just have never been into the fighting games.
Yeah.
And
It looks nice. It's coming out early this year as well.
Well, most fighting games look nice, you know.
True that. But it's got the same kind of style as Street Fighter 4, you know what I mean? Like that caricature.
Oh, like the 3D thing.
Yeah.
Square root of 3D or something.
Yeah. Pi.
Yeah. Pi. I get it.
Apple Pi.
I get it. And then Stu from the veterangamers.co.uk, it's an awesome website, you should check it out, says, ooh, second chance. All right, I would buy Elder Scrolls 5 and Mass Effect 3. And I would rent The Last Guardian.
That's a great impersonation.
But that list of games screams Duke Scott.
Yeah. I would almost venture to say that's probably more a Duke list than it is a Stu list.
I think that's Stu. Because Duke said that he wouldn't, out of the three that he picked, he wouldn't pick Mass Effect 3.
I think they're the same person, Duke and Stu. I'm starting to
They are.
You never see him in the same place at the same time. I'm just
very true.
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Skull, I think you've got some interesting responses there.
Yeah, put it on the forums for G4TE.com, another great website. Go and check it out. Home for us. We're always there, dossing around. First response we got from that was Dana. I'm not sure if they're all coming out this year, but he would buy Elder Scrolls, Mile High Rim Job, which is what he's calling it.
Okay.
And Brink. And his rental would be Ghost Recon. I think that's the one that's got the question mark about release for this year.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good choices. Marcanix. God, I forgot about this one. He'd buy Rage, which is looking hot. And also Ghost Recon Future Soldier. God, I don't know now, because that's going to make it so good to play online with all the guys that finger on it. And he'd rent Bulletstorm. But yeah, We'll be talking about that in a bit. Jamesy76 also put in that he would buy LA Noir.
Booyah!
Talk to Mike Chin over Xbox Live and tell him what he thinks of it. Battlefield 3, and then he'd be playing with me. And he would rent another
one. I forgot about that
under my radar. Batman Arkham City.
Sorry, right. Mr. B.
Jeez Louise.
Batman. Go ahead.
And Dave Dog, he put in Brink and Bulletstorm as his buys, and he would rent Portal 2. Now, I would probably go for a rent on Portal 2.
Yeah.
I can't see myself playing it over and over again.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I don't play Portal 2. Sorry, I don't play Portal 1 every week. It's still my favorite game ever. But
I played through it once, and that was good enough for me.
But it's still great.
No, it was still a great game, but yeah, it was a rental, so I need to see more from Portal 2 before I'm willing to say I'm going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what you could do, Mike? You could rent it, and then the year after, buy the Epic Shelf Edition that you'd be putting up there forever.
Or the green box or whatever.
The black box.
With Team Fortress 7.
Then you would have also JSS Lifelike, who put in, he's a friend of the show, Steve Conger, everyone knows him. He's actually been on,
done
a bit of a stint as well, yeah. He put by Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, and also he would actually, before we carry on, sorry, I should have mentioned this before. Did anybody hear the end of year episode when they did the awards for the Gamesman? Steve Conger and all that? I was laughing my head off. They were all absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
Completely pissed as news. But yeah, I found that very entertaining. He would buy Elder Scrolls Skyrim, and he would also get Portal 2, PS3, so that he got the free copy for the PC Steam integration. You can also get that on a Mac. Chris, are you listening?
What? No, I don't listen to the podcast. We don't.
You just read out the news and don't listen to a thing. And then,
whenever you put on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
And he would rent, giving his love to the Wii, because he loves it.
Now, this is love for the 3DS.
I love it.
3DS, mate, yeah.
Right, sack me now. 100 shows, done. Off.
We're down two already. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Kid Icarus Uprising, so he'd rent that and never return it.
Nice.
That's what he said.
Tell that game, Floyd.
All right.
Bang.
I really don't know what to say about that whole I just rent it and never return it. Because you're going to end up buying that one there. That's all I'm saying. Isn't that really the one?
Especially with his Walmart coupons.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Steve. You're going to get a deal. You know you're going to get it for like $15.
Doesn't he work for the Postal Service?
He does.
I would never imply anything untoward about the Postal Service. But surely he can figure out which one of those packages on pre-order day has Kid Icarus in it, right? and just lose that one.
Yeah, as long as he figures out a way to blame it on another mail carrier so the finger doesn't get pointed at him.
Yeah, like the UPS, which Chris ended up taking revenge on.
Yeah, that's why the Postal Service won't deliver to my house anymore.
Yeah.
Their insurance won't cover it.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Well, you know, something else that makes sense is we asked listeners if they had the ability and they had the desire to send us some MP3s.
We have the technology.
We do. We have the technology is out there.
Ding, 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 ding.
And so, yeah, we got some MP3s.
That was a $6 million man.
Yep.
Audio clips from listeners. And, well, Mike, why don't you cue up the first one, if you would be so kind.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. Mike Annex here. Congratulations on reaching show 100. You guys always entertain me every week, and I thank you for that. Here's a little audio clip I made using Peter Dixon's voice. I hope he doesn't mind me stealing it. Shh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce pumping thick, creamy dollops of loveliness into your ear holes. Nice. Cross your legs. This is going to be a bumpy ride. Please welcome show 100, Peter Dixon, here to say congratulations on the milestone that is show 100. Greg, what a nice man you are. Mike, you need to go to the hairdresser, as you look like Jesus H. Christ. Chris still behind on Mark's GS points.
Oh,
Richard, what a rutty bumder. It's by from me and from Mark. Right.
that was very good. Thanks, Mark, for sending that in.
Yes,
but
never get tired of those.
I'll tell you guys like that. Peter Dixon. I've actually met him in real life, Peter Dixon, and he actually talks like that. Hi, Mike. Nice to meet you. That's how he talks. So that's not just the app that he's downloaded and exploiting. That's
so it was
really
legitimately Peter Dixon.
Yeah, that was him. He just talks a bit weird.
Perfect.
And sometimes interrupted. Yeah.
Yes. Creamy dollops for your ear holes. Wasn't that what the... Yeah. We'll move on.
I
do get a lot of people saying that I look like Jesus. I do look like a lot of people. People say that I look like Mr. Pointyhead, Calvin Harris, that guy from the front page of the Express and Star last Thursday, Jesus Christ, he's pretty
popular. Is that a porn mag?
No.
Just inform the listeners, Express and Star, is that a porn magazine?
Yes, it is.
It's a local magazine distributed in the West Midlands, mainly the back country. Wolverhampton, Shropshire, Walsall, and Studley.
Thank you, Mike, for that.
If it makes you feel any better, Mike, I think you look like Mike Chin.
Cheers, mate. And I think Jesus looks like me.
And so we're down another person on the podcast.
I believe Mike Chin is soon to be struck by lightning.
We're waiting.
We just lost Salt Lake City.
All right, let's move on. Let's actually talk about...
Jesus played video games. What would he play?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask.
Yeah, let me just ring him.
That's your cue, Mike.
What? Oh, no, I'm going to play a thing, don't I? Oh, crap. Here
we go. Soundboard engineer.
What's this?
What you been playing? Oh. What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
I thought I'd play the longer one, because, 100 show.
Yeah, there you go, 100 show. It's got... Everything's got to be bigger and better. More badass.
Error.
Okay.
Bigger, longer, and uncut. Wait, what?
Let's talk about some games we've been playing. Gonna maybe try and stick to the newer things. So things like, Forza 3, Ruse, Blops.
That's Greg's way of saying, people, listeners.
Yes.
Don't talk about old shit.
Yes.
Play new shit. And let's talk about the new shit that I've played.
Yes, let's not talk about games from 2010.
Yeah, let's not talk about potential 2010 games of the year that you took a year to play, Mike.
All right.
Let's not talk about Defense Grid, Rich.
No Defense Grid either. And for the love of God, no Forza 3. We played it.
But I've been playing Forza.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go first. I'm going to get it out of the way real fast because it's a horrible game. Mindjack.
Is it horrible? How horrible is it?
You know what? It's one of those games that it is honestly a great concept, and it could have been a really, really good game. But like all games like this that come out unannounced with no preview copies going out to the press and no real, kind of hype about the game, it fails miserably in execution on every level. The voice acting is pretty poor. The story is forgettable.
The reason why they do that, the reason why we don't hear of anything is because the developers know that it's kind of shit, or the publisher it's shit.
Right. So
carry on, mate.
But yeah, so the voice acting, the story, all very forgettable. Basically, I honestly don't know the story that well as of yet because it's so bad I don't really care. You're like this operative. You're sent to guard this gal. You meet her, and then all hell breaks loose. The cool mechanic of the game, and this is – I have to admit, it caught me off guard because when you start up the game, it gives you the option to either enter somebody else's portal or start up your own kind of portal. Which is basically they were saying of host a game and or jump into somebody else's game. And when you do that, when you jump into somebody else's game, you can jump in as either a good guy or a bad guy. And basically you're kind of like this omniscient being that comes into the game and you're like a ghost. And you can just go and basically take over a body of a character in the game and then –
Oh, this is what interested me the
and
most.
And then start basically fighting on the side of either the good person or on the side of the villains. And
so is it like a bit like Left 4 Dead sort of thing, where you wandering around for a bit in a ghost-like thing,
yes.
And then you become active in the game?
Kind of. Oh, yeah, cool. you're wandering around, and then you'll see like either a civilian or other soldiers that are normally NPC characters, and they'll have kind of a halo about them that allows you to mind jack them, and you just jump into their body, and suddenly you're taking control of them. And
hey,
yes.
So wasn't this – was this? I think I read something about this in Game Informer like 2 years ago or something.
Possibly.
So is it possible for you to log on to the server and jump into someone else's game and become their enemy?
Yes. And this happened to me. I started up the campaign. I was playing through and I forgot the game because it came to me via Gamefly. I didn't have the instruction booklet, so I didn't really know the full-on mechanics. So I'm playing through the single player. And suddenly I see this like glowing kind of orb fly past me, and then suddenly one of the AI characters suddenly has a username above him. And I was like, but he was on my side. And so it was like, okay, and he just starts killing some of the NPC guards, and we continue on through the level for a couple more load screens, and then suddenly I see a red character take form with a name above him, and suddenly I had basically enemy AI from real players coming into my game, and that was all pretty cool.
You obviously pissed somebody off.
Apparently,
yeah.
But
I paid him to do that.
Yeah, but the actual shooting mechanics aren't that good, and the cover system is not nearly as polished as say like a Gears of War because it is a third person cover shooter, you know, kind of game. At the end of the day, great concept, could have been a really fantastic game, and unfortunately, it just is a shell of what could have been awesome.
That's I think it is a concept that other people are using, isn't it? I've heard things about other stuff.
Like what? What other games are you using that?
There's one, I don't know if it's the Templar one or what, but there's one that's along them sort of lines, and I read about it. It was on the PC.
There you go. You lost me. Yeah. You lost me. PC.
gone. Oh, there you go. Concentration. Gone.
Go on. Yeah, God. I live in, you know, modern age. So I think Left 4 Dead was originally going to do this, and then they scrapped the idea. But it's a shame because it's an interesting idea and one that I don't think is explored enough.
Yeah. It just
seems like what from you're saying, the game's a bit piss poor from the ground up. So all the other, everything else just kind of falls flat.
Yeah, it suffers from all of the very atypical Square Enix trappings of, you know, overly dramatic and under voice acted cutscenes that really just feel out of place and just, you know, silly one liners that, you know, come from out of nowhere and you're like, okay. The game isn't, you know, anything visually spectacular, but, you know, it's just a shame. I guess at the end of the day, I was just disappointed because I looked at this and I said, you know what? It could have been a really, really fun, great experience. And instead, it's just a, okay, I experienced it and I'll probably send back the disc.
Well done,
shame.
You.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So why don't we move on? Skull, why don't you talk about the next set of games because I'm pretty sure you'll lead off with a certain game that I also played.
Oh, certainly.
I like how Greg wants you to read his mind.
Yes,
is that
it? Might start.
I will jack your mind, and I will raise you a bullet storm.
Yes,
maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go on that demo. Yeah.
Sorry, I just was outside and I had to shake some of the water off there. I'm good now.
Good. Good.
You've got some beyond your ears, Chris.
Okay. I got that. You know, you can't see it, but I'm actually scratching the back of my ear with my foot right now.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that, Chris.
Yeah, you don't, do you? Nobody does. If I could do that, I'd never leave my house.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Follow that!
Bulletstorm.
I'm lost.
Bulletstorm.
Yeah, Bulletstorm. Yeah, I had to go on that tonight. And, yeah, demo, very good. Like it a lot. Like the whip, like the guns, like the shooting, like the lots of different combos, and I like the slide move. But I've got one gripe with it. Why can't I jump? Why can't I jump in it? If I'm flinging guys up in the air, I want to be jumping up, farting on the faces, smacking them in the mouth, and kicking them in the nuts. But I can't
You're not allowed to jump. You can only slide.
Isn't this an Epic game?
It is.
Yeah.
Nobody jumps.
Well, then there's no jumping in Epic games.
Why not?
There's no crying in baseball, and there's no jumping in Epic games.
No. Yeah. So, Rich, I actually had kind of the opposite opinion based off.
I'm trying to think of a game that's on the Unreal Engine that includes jumping.
You keep thinking about that. We'll talk about Bulletstorm.
I'm just saying.
You can jump on Unreal Tournament.
So, Bulletstorm. Let's stay on point, people. Come on. Bulletstorm demo.
Look, this is the next level of analysis of gaming, all right? All right? Just because you don't want to apply your brain pan.
Just go shake off the water already, okay?
Yeah. Get dry.
Get dry, damn it. So Bulletstorm... you know what? It was a fun mechanic. I liked the whip. The mechanics of the game were definitely fun. But I was left just kind of like, I mean, I hate to say it because I say it all the time, but really? You're going to resort to dick and poo jokes all the time?
That's what it's about, though.
That's what I like. I like that. That
makes sense.
Because the campaign, I can see myself laughing my head off at the campaign.
I guess maybe I just... I don't do the poo and dick jokes.
I kind of get that. And when I watch a film, I don't like too much of it. But I don't know. It just seemed a lot of fun. It just seemed ridiculous.
It definitely is ridiculous. And there are, like I said, the game mechanics itself were pretty awesome. Like I loved the flail gun, which is basically it shoots out a couple mines that are wrapped or connected with a chain. And so it'll wrap around an opponent, and then you can basically detonate it whenever you want. And that was used quite a bit by me because it was
fun. Yeah. Yeah, it's good, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice weapon. I think that's going to be the drive of the game. It's just like what cool weapons are happening. What can I do with these cool weapons? And you know the whole because it's such a ridiculous. Format, like not. I'm not talking about the dialogue or anything. Just what you do in the game. I think the nature of you know the language and stuff kind of fits it. If it was too serious, then it would be a little bit juxtaposed. So I think they've looked at it and gone, well, this is what it is, and we'll just go with it. Let's just go.
I guess my fear is I'm going to get very bored with that quickly. I don't know that mechanic of doing different things to kill people different ways is really going to stand up. Over the long haul of that game for me. You know, it's very Borderlands-like in a lot of ways, but...
With the numbers popping out.
Yeah, but I didn't find... Like, I was more intrigued by the Borderlands story and kind of the humor that game had.
Really? The Borderlands story? Really?
Well, it's no better or worse than this story.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, I don't guess, but...
I think I compare
Borderlands
it more
was humorous,
to,
though.
I think I compare it more to the club.
It's not a compliment.
I don't know, I think it's doing a lot more than the club.
There's probably more to it, but in looks and, you know, it seems like it's like a zonal game as well, where here's an area, get to this point here, and then you move on to the next stage, blah, 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 blah.
I just think it's so much more deeper than the club. I think it's a bit of an insult to compare it to the club. if it was me, I'd be like, ugh. It's not, no, I think it's way more... it's better thought out. It's more the weapons are more adventurous. A lot more thought gone into it. It's
I'll definitely give you the adventurous weapons part, and it definitely looks good. It's a pretty.
And it, with the game, Murph, like, even if you don't like the acid and poo jokes or whatever, I still think, you know, if they're introducing new weapons all the time and they are meeting your needs to, like, change it up a lot, you know, you can kind of still look past all that and just play it for the fun of playing it, you know? Because I think what you're actually doing in the game is fun, regardless of the story.
I mean, I do have the game pre-ordered. And I will say, what's kind of keeping me with keeping that pre-order is the Gears of War 3 beta.
Mm.
Because I don't know if it didn't have that hook for me that I would keep my pre-order based off what I played so far.
Really?
I will give Bulletstorm another go, and I'll play through the demo again and see if maybe it changes out a little bit. But so far, I was expecting a lot, and maybe it was because I was buying into the hype a little bit too much. And so once I played it, I was underwhelmed. And that's kind of the opposite effect that happened with me with another demo that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But so that was my impression for Bulletstorm. Was it was good, but I was just like, oh, you know, I kind of wanted a couple fewer, you know, dick and poo jokes, maybe a little less cussing, because it just felt really forced. And, you know, I guess maybe I'm being a fuddy-dud in that regard, but I was just like, you know what, in the opening, you know, demo tutorial, I don't need to hear someone saying, you know, I forgot how they put it, but it was just, you know, they were like throwing out the F-bomb left and right, and I'm just like, really? Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I'd loosen up a little bit on that, because that they're not going to ease up on that at all. Like, I think that's the point, and I think you just got to kind of, if you don't like it, just ignore it or something, because that's going to be throughout the whole game. Yeah.
Buy the Australian version.
There you go.
Yeah. Sure, it'll be a lot cleaner.
Flipping hell.
Yeah.
Flipping hell.
All right, let's move on. Next game.
Bloody hell.
Crysis 2. Demo came out on Xbox Live today. Mike, I know you played it back at Eurogamer, I believe.
Yep.
And Mr. Primrose, did you also play it?
I played the multiplayer and the single player.
Okay.
I did as well.
Okay. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised by the demo. And maybe it was because I was going in not expecting a lot because of all the negativity.
How was the frame rate?
Smooth.
There you go. That was my big problem with that game.
Yeah, I mean, so I didn't see any problems with frame rate at all. It's multiplayer only.
Was it that part with a big monster in that building?
It's not campaign.
Yeah, it's not campaign. It's the multiplayer.
It's just multiplayer.
The multiplayer was fine. In fact, yeah, I think I joked that the multiplayer was less laggy than the single player.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know.
Didn't you think, Greg, that it played the smoothness and everything? It felt a lot like Blacklight Tango Down.
Yeah, but better. I mean, Blacklight Tango Down, as good as it was, it definitely had issues, and you felt like it was pretty kind of limited in the way that they implemented everything. Crysis 2 was really smooth online. It looks like it's got a depth of, like, lock add-ons and kind of upgrades that you can do within the game. And so, I was really surprised. I was having a lot of fun running around with the nano suit, turning invisible, stabbing people, breaking their necks. You can't argue with that.
I'm playing the game as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try it again. Because, I mean, I heard people talking about it on Twitter and stuff. This week it's more or less been, it's almost like a battle of the demos.
Yes.
Everybody's waiting for the gaming fix, and then these two big games come out and get put up on the marketplace. And today everybody's just been saying, right, I'm downloading both of them. And the feedback I've seen is, Crysis 2, nah, not that bothered. And because of my previous views on it, I thought, well, I'm not going to bother downloading that yet.
Yeah.
Because I'll just try Bulletstorm. But now, if you're saying that, alright, I've got another question for you then, because this is one of my bugbears. Your teammates, on it when you're playing the multiplayer, how do they look? Because when I played that, they were like Thunderbird puppets, animation-wise and everything. The guys were just like floating in straight lines, jumping up, The animation looked terrible.
I didn't notice that, but I didn't really pay too much attention to that. Like, I wasn't really looking at my teammates, trying to look at the character animations.
No, all right. Well,
nothing jumped out at me to say there was problems with that.
If you every game that you play online, you will spawn with your team normally, and you'll start as a bunch, say using COD or whatever, right. Yeah, and then you'll all spread out. I can remember when I was watching it, Eurogamer. That was the one thing that stuck in my head, was the way that they all moved and jumped around, and it just seemed very, very cheap. But anyway,
well, I mean,
I'm going to have a look. I'm going to have no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that I was actually really concerned about, and it didn't play out that way, at least in my experience with the demo so far. But I can see it becoming more of an issue as people get seasoned and playing it. It's the bunny hopping kind of effect, if you will, because it's kind of got a combination of Call of Duty combat and Halo combat. Because you're in these nanosuits, you can do super high jumps, you know, so you have that kind of that floaty jumping kind of feel to some of it. And then, you know, you also have the Call of Duty kind of perks and you know, adding on to your weapons that you didn't have with the Halo. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, I guess the one thing I can say that I know it was getting knocked for a lot in a lot of the comments were that the game didn't look that great. I didn't think it looked bad. I thought the game looked really good. Is it the best console game I've ever seen? No. Crysis 2 is definitely not the best console game I've ever seen. But it certainly is up there as far as best looking. So I don't see that being a true issue. I know a lot of people were kind of bitching about that, saying how, oh, Crytek said it was going to be the best looking game on consoles ever. I haven't seen what the single player looks like, so, you know, multiplayer wise, yeah, it looks good. It was good enough to where I didn't think twice about it, and I was able to enjoy playing the multiplayer.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see. I'll give it a try.
I'm very curious to see how the game has progressed, you know, from where you guys
it wasn't anything special when I played it. I'll give it a try again, yeah. So, but when I played it, it just seemed a very bleh Modern Warfare 2 copy.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's move on, Greg.
Let's move
you spent
on.
A long time talking about those demos.
I know. Well, demos are kind of huge. Not really. All right. Rich, I know you played Square Parts, the demo for Square Parts. Spare Parts. Parts, I say Square Parts, it's Spare Parts.
Yeah, I'll keep you short. It was good. Good graphics. Nice little animations for all the characters and everything. Jumping mechanic seemed to be a little bit delayed, which I can't stand in a platformer. But yeah, other than that, very playable. One for the kids and possibly for yourself to enjoy on a Saturday morning or something. But yeah, that was all right. Yeah, enjoyed that.
Okay. And we'll round it out, Chris. Civilization Revolution on the iPad.
Yeah, that's really all I've been up to this week. I haven't had a whole lot of time for gaming, but I downloaded that one, so I was kind of looking around at iPad games. And that was on a list I found of the best iPad games. And it is actually a lot better than I was expecting it to be. It doesn't look as nice as it does on the consoles, you know, because the processing isn't there. But as far as gameplay features, all the same mechanics that were present on the console versions of Civilization Revolution are there. So, yeah, I've been having a pretty good time with it. You know, it takes 2-3 hours to finish a match as opposed to the 48-hour that you have to put in to finish a Civilization V match. So, yeah, good fun. Well worth the $12 if you have an iPad.
Okay. See, we're expanding our horizons. We're recommending iPad
branching
games
out.
Now. Yep.
That's right.
All right, let's mosey on, Mike. I think you are up for our first email.
Yeah. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Got it. Yes. Our first email is Flyer Halves Girl or something. I'll put halves there. Just try. Is that right?
Flyers Avs as in avalanche.
Avs. So Flyers Avs Girl sent us an email And she said,
"Hockey think, Mike."
I decided to
Mike. This don't, is her. Don't, cock, what? Don't cock this up, man. This is the first email we've gotten from a female listener. It's got to be solid.
Not true.
No, not you're true. Right. Not you're right. True. I lied.
We had one last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mark kind of sent us a few. So. bang! I love him. He knows
that's
I'm joking.
Just wrong.
We're having fun. Right.
We are laughing.
This girl who I can't pronounce her name right because I always cock it up because she's got something to do with American hockey team or something, says, I decided to put down the shovel and send this email while sitting by the fireplace and just looking at the snow. How poetic. That was me, ad-libbing. As far as gaming in 2011 goes, for me, it is going to be the year of the franchise. My most anticipated games that I know are coming out so far would be Dead Space 2, Mass Effect 3, and Portal 2. Dragon Age 2 will also be on my list of purchases. For spending Microsoft points on Xbox Live Arcade, I'm really hoping to see more of Fallout New Vegas DLC in 2011. Chris, do we know if any more of the DLC is coming out for that?
I thought I heard something about one, but I'm not sure of release dates. They said there would be more, but I don't know of the title or the release date.
I'll ring Bethesda tomorrow. Right. So she's looking for February release date of Poker Room?
Yes.
Is that the...
That's the, that? That? The Xbox Live 1v100 kind of new game, Poker Room.
Okay.
Is that the one that's part of the next party?
Yes, thing? The house party. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
house party. My favorite game to play in 2010 was a tie, with over 150 plus hours put in for each game, along with multiple characters created, Mass Effect 2 and it's Fallout, but she's put FA. Fallout New Vegas. So 150 hours plus for each one.
That's hardcore,
characters.
Man.
Yeah.
That is hardcore.
That's very hardcore.
Beast. Finished both games several times over, and I am still playing them both. I don't think she's got any other games. She's just got these two.
She doesn't have time.
She snowed in. She snowed in. She's got nothing else to do.
That's true.
UPS, man. In regards to G4TE for 2011, I am hoping to see more variety in the organised community events schedule in addition to the racing and blops events. My gaming resolution for New Year's is to try and expand into more multiplayer games. I am still stuck in single-player game modes. I would also like to take the time to wish everyone at G4TE a happy and healthy, safe New Year. Happy gaming to all in 2011. So a belated Happy New Year from Flyer Av's girl.
Yeah, she said right.
Have a lovely day, Joan or Joanne.
Joanne.
Yes, Joanne.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Joanne.
Yes, thank you, Joanne, for emailing in. She was going to try and send us a voicemail originally, or I had requested from her, as well as any other female listener, and she said...
Well, she didn't try very hard, did she?
No, she said she's still stuck in some primitive times.
Snowed in.
Yes.
Snowed in.
Yeah.
No fit night for a dog.
Two tin cans and a piece of string.
Speaking of primitive, our next voicemail is from a Mr. Parsnips.
Ah, so it is.
Hello, this is Parsnip Nose 3000. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations on the 100th episode. You're all doing a really good job, and I enjoy listening to you. And keep up the good work. Oh, and Chinny, my mum wants her inflatable Burt Reynolds back.
In the mail. There.
Yeah, he comes up with some of the most random things.
Yes, he
to say.
Does.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Inflatable Burt Reynolds. Where do you come?
You know, it sounded like you know, because it was all like crackly and stuff. It sounded like the Prime Minister. Hello, this is the Prime Minister talking.
Let's listen again with that context.
Hello, this is Parsnip Nose 3000.
Hello, and Britain is at war. Brilliant.
All right, well, I...
Thank you, Parsnip Nose.
Yes, thank you, Parsnip Nose, for that. Well, Chinny, make sure you send back the inflatable.
It's in the mail. Okay. It's in the mail.
Good. Mm. Isn't that properly said in the post?
Have you been poking it
in
with
the post?
Tomato, tomato.
Man.
Well, as I like to say, tomato, potato.
We're slowly Americanizing you, Mike.
Yeah. Somebody, I said something American. You know, GarageBand on the Macs and stuff.
Sure. It's called GarageBand.
That's what I called it. I said GarageBand. Right, because garage is considered like a posh way of saying garage here. So if you say garage, oh, my car's in the garage. Oh, is it? What a laugh. La, 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 la. So I said GarageBand, and someone said, what? Oh, GarageBand, dickhead. I went, get out of my house, you weirdo.
See, here, if you were to say garage, that would be considered posh, whereas we just say it's in the garage.
Yes.
There's nothing. That's just
funny.
The way to say it.
Opposite. Well,
I'm off to have a bath.
Yeah. I'm off to bath, which is a place.
I'm off to have a scoff, Frank Boff. What?
I think we got some stuff.
Yeah, I'm off for the news.
Oh, God. Why do I never have... Now, I always have the clips ready, Greg.
I know.
But I never have the bloody news ready. Here we go.
Old school.
And this is the news of the week.
Yep, old school.
Old school. You know, but it's fitting.
Is it? No, is that the only one I got?
Well...
There's no other news clip.
There is another news one, but we won't talk about that right now.
Oh, that means I've got to get the sack. Jesus.
All right, let's talk news. Skull, you are up first. We're talking UK software.
Top 10. Right, okay. Number 10 says here, Need for Speeds, hot.
Yeah, just hot.
Just hot.
It's
just hot.
So hot. Just look for the sequel next year, Need for Speeds Cold. Then Lukewarm in 2013.
Oh, speaking of lukewarm.
Number 9.
Very good.
9.
Greg loves it. Gran Turismo 5. So, yeah. Bit more driving. Number 8. Kinect Sports. Number 7. Mass Effect 2. Mike, go and get it. Need to play that on PS3.
I've got it in hand now.
Comparison review.
It's lighter on the PS3. There's less shadows. Therefore, the superior version.
Number 6, Wii Fit Plus. Number 5, Assassin's Creed
5.
Number 4. FIFA 11.
FIFA.
Number 3.
Stop. FIFA, right. I was in the lovely city of Wolverhampton today, and I was kind of walking through. There's these people that I like to call yappies. And yappies can be described as kind of very, local, very inbred-y types. Not only subject to Wolverhampton, these kind of live everywhere. Even in America, you know those people that are a little bit too, right? So those types of people, right? And there was this one guy, and he was arguing the shit, right, to this other guy. I can't understand it. It's a different language. And one of them was holding a bag, which was a game bag, right? So he's obviously bought something from game. And he was arguing, and I did the British thing of, well, let's watch and see what goes on. So I was pretending to text when I wasn't really. And then a fight broke out, right? Not a really proper one, but like just kind of a scuffle. And the game fell out the bag. Guess what the game was?
FIFA.
Move it on. Brilliant.
Thank you for that completely relevant story.
Yeah, it was.
It was. To the times. All right, number 3.
Three. Just Dance 2. Story, sidetracked. Yeah, my two daughters, earlier in the week, they started arguing over the Wiimote, and they were pulling and pushing, and then the box fell off the telly, and it was Just Dance 2. Number 2, Call of Duty.
Wait, hold on, sidetrack, story. Today I went to 7-Eleven, it's kind of like a local little quick stop type shop around here. And
you know what it is?
Yeah, okay.
Greg had the blobs.
Yep, and I bought myself a monster drink. All right, moving on.
What's that? It's a monster drink.
Energy monster. You've never heard of the monster energy drink? It's got a big M on the front of the can.
We have got that monster stuff, yeah.
It's like black, it's
different
like,
colors.
It's like
you can have orange or green ones. We have got that, haven't we?
All right, carry on. Number one is
Little Big Planet 2. How many levels have been produced so far?
3.5 billion.
Speaking of billions, so the App Store has 10 billion downloads, right? And I was thinking, man, that's a lot. But then you realize that Apple has sold 50 million iPhones. That's a lot of iPhones,
dude.
That
is a lot of iPhones.
50 million. And that's $400 a pop. That's more than a 360.
Yeah.
That's more than a PS3.
Yeah.
We're talking about how Nintendo.
Yeah, but it's also
how Nintendo prints money.
But phones are kind of really important pieces of technology these days.
Yeah, but dude, you can get a perfectly serviceable phone for free from most cell phone providers. An iPhone is $400.
Damn. They're expensive.
You know, to buy an iPhone, you probably need to have a job, Chris.
Yeah.
You do. Know any place where you can get a job?
Yeah, I might know a place where you can get a job. 343 Industries, apparently, not having officially announced that there is a new Halo game, have simply said, we're looking to hire 12 people who demonstrate that they've played all the games and thought a lot about the Halo franchise. Well, that's me. Yeah.
Well, obviously the job is just to kind of play Halo for a bit.
I think they're looking for people to write the next comic books is what's going to go down.
Hmm. You up for that, Chris? You got to do that?
Yeah, I can write comic books. I don't
draw.
You
got to move to Washington?
Yeah. Move to
Washington.
No problem. I love Washington. So, yeah, if you happen to be a graphic designer and you want to move to Washington, then apply. For the rest of us, we can just say, hey, more Halo.
Or
hey,
just apply anyway, because clearly the only skill you need is Halo knowledge.
But who's not going to apply for this?
Do tell.
Chad Warden.
That's true. That's true.
Because Halo.
Galo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Galo.
Brilliant. Yeah, there it is.
All right, let's move on to the next story. Mike, this one, it's just perfectly suited for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are you doing on May the 17th, Greg?
I'm going to be probably, May 17th. I'm trying to think. If there's a late night event, I might be going to pick up a game.
Yes, you will. Yeah, whatever happens on May 17th, Greg, Chris, stop it. Cancel it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're getting married or married again or the moon landing happens again because the other one was fake and you have to watch it. No, right? You go to GameStop and you buy LA Noir because it will be the best thing you ever do. Yes, Gregory DeLacy, yes.
You are you're not going to be doing that on May 17th.
No, I will be jizzing and waiting for May 20th.
So technically, May 17th, you know what I'm really going to be doing? Sending you message after message.
This is such a good game. Yes, on May the 20th, it will be out in Europe, but more importantly, the UK. Yes, so LA Noir, it's coming. The trailer that came out was leaked. And it was put everywhere, and Kotaku kind of embedded it, and everybody could see it on their site, and then they had to take it down. And then a week later, it came out on YouTube anyway, so what was the point? But then people, Marxist view come on, it's all a conspiracy. And yeah, trailer, awesome, brilliant, facial recognition, 5 years in the making, LA Noir, Rockstar, bang, game of the year, done.
Okay. All right.
Boom.
Speaking of years in the making, Chris, I heard some information about the PSP 2 might be coming out.
These are really good, these links, by the way. I haven't
heard anything about this, of what you speak. Oh, you mean the PSP 2?
Yes.
Yes. So the PSP phone, which is still being denied heavily by Sony Corporation, right. But we're expecting an official announcement on the successor to the very moderately, maybe almost would have been successful PSP. And apparently it will include an LED screen and even more importantly, possibly data coverage.
3G data coverage, no.
Yeah, 3G, because we wouldn't want to be current and give it 4G.
Yeah, no, because 3G is all the hotness these days, right?
Right, right. But that's cool, because then we have over-the-air multiplayer, and you can do video streaming, and you can download games. And after all, that's what we want, right? We want to get rid of the disc. We want to do all of our things direct to drive. Wait, I think that's copyrighted. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So, in Japan, the service will be offered by this impronounceable company here. And although you can connect it to cellular service, it won't be able to make phone calls. Why? Because if it could make phone calls, we would call it the PSP phone.
Right.
And, of course, that is still a secret.
And this way, Sony can sell you two devices that could, in theory, all right. do the same thing.
The service is offered by NTC Docomo.
Docomo.
See, but you know what? You just proved my point, Chin, because you messed it up. It's not NTC. It's NTT.
NTT, yeah. I was concentrating on the Docomo.
See? Screw to that.
NTTT. Yep.
November Tango Tango.
Docomo. All right. Well, let's talk about something that's not screwed up, at least as of yet.
From a bad handheld to a potentially great handheld. Yes, the 3DS. Reggie has given some more details, other than it's going to be released in the Americas March 27th. What is that? Who's eating?
No, it's Rich is climbing into a sleeping bag. I guarantee
it's my sleeping bag. It's my sleeping bag. Sorry.
It's Rich and his Puma. His Velcro Pumas or kangaroos or whatever those are.
3DS.
Are you in your sleeping bag now, Rich?
Are you all cozy?
I'm in my sleeping bag.
Are you all cozy?
I'm queuing up for early noir. Rich, it's not long there. Not long there.
He's got a Velcro suit on and there's a Velcro truck running by and he's trying to get stuck to the side of it.
I'm waiting for the news piece on the opening of L.A. Noir. And Rich here has been here since the end of January. Rich, I'm fucking crazy. Yes.
3DS.
So, Nintendo 3DS. Reggie, give some details. It's going to be released at March 27th for $250. Oh, and it's also... What do you think, Greg? Do you think that's too much?
That's a little pricey for a handheld.
200. I would have said 200, yeah, but 250. But it is in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and everybody's reported getting a headache.
I think they can afford to do it. Yeah.
I thought 3D was old news and we're on 4D. Oh, wait.
No, that's time. They can't do that yet. But 3D without glasses, I think it's going to be a big hook. Anyway, more details about the 3DS. It's going to come with a charging cradle, an extending stylus, and an AC adapter with some built-in software, Activity Log, Mi Maker, AR Games, and Face Raiders, which sounds so wrong. And it also comes with the extra feature of melting your face.
There you go. Face melter confirmed.
Face Raiders.
My eyes.
All right, Mr. Snuggle Bunny, if you wouldn't be so kind, let's talk some Disney interaction.
You know what Tara tells me?
Sorry, I was talking to Rich.
Oh, all right.
That's okay.
It's got to be something bunny, because you call her Bally Bunny.
I don't call her Bally Bunny, I call her Tara. She calls herself Bunny. Because she likes bunnies, and she's a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
So what she call you then? Come on, let's get it out.
Mm-hmm. Sure, she's a ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. All the dancers say that.
Cause me tripod, or when I'm lying down, the upside letter T.
Moving on. Disney Interactive. Rich, talk about it. Let's go.
Yes, Beyond Disney Interactive apparently have layoffs today at Junction Point, and last week they had the closure of Propaganda Games. Who I believe were the ones that were developing the widely anticipated Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Which was looking to be a good product.
They put out Pirates of the Caribbean, and they were working on Pirates of the Caribbean. That got sacked, and they put out Tron, and they all got sacked.
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah, so despite numerous attempts to obtain official statements from Disney, they've all gone unanswered, and there's currently no word on the overall status of Split Second developer Black Rock. Also, Warren Spector's Junction Point, who did Disney Epic Mickey. I'd be surprised if that one, because it came on late and sold well, didn't it? During
did
December.
Did it sell well?
It sold very well.
It did, yeah, it did in the end.
I bought one.
Yeah. have you finished it yet?
No. I haven't played it since I got it, other than that one time to talk about it. I'm terrible.
And moving on.
They've not had any word whatsoever. So
you hate hearing about this, especially about studios that have done some pretty good things. I know Tron wasn't a fantastic game, but honestly, the pirate game was looking pretty good. I'm surprised they didn't put out the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Was looking good.
So,
you suppose when they found out they weren't making it, they all just said, "Arg."
Black Ops, Chris. Black Ops PS3 patch.
speaking of things that aren't good, things that make you go, "Arg."
Ice cream.
If your PS3 was having trouble playing Black Ops, take heed. Treyarch heard you, and they're trying to fix it. And they're also balancing out some weapons, including the PSG-1, the RC-XD, and the AK-47U. And, so they're trying to fix some crap. Good for you. Have fun.
Perfect. All right.
Good for you.
That does it for the news. Mike, let's hear some more Twitter responses, please.
Yo. Twitter responses.
Save us, Mike. Save us.
Don't Davey. Patch the AK-7. Hold on. If anybody out there... Nobody patched the AK, that's the 74U. I think they've got that off-spat tit.
Could be.
Don't patch that. That's a good gun. Leave it as is.
It's overpowered. That's why they're patching it.
Hadaway and shite.
David Morton, or Orty84 on the Twitters, tweeted us saying F1 2011 must have a think. We will be one best race games of the year. Also, New Ghost Recon Rent will be anything. Lol.
David, can we just suggest English classes will help
speak
you.
English?
Yeah, they'll help you with the grammatically proper way to put together a sentence.
In the immortal words of Samuel L. Jackson, English motherfucker, do you speak it?
David the Alien. Who we figured out that he's, you know, his name is appropriate because he's.
Yes, you will get the full rundown on that today. Tonight.
Uh oh.
Would have to be Ghost Recon Future Soldier and Forza 4. Renting would be Brink. So this is relating to like, the two games that
we
bought.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it would have been good if you put this up there. I'm not here to judge.
This is live, baby.
Next Twitter, Mike.
Live quality podcasting.
We're doing
Kevin
it live.
Kevin Knight. Doing it live.
We're Mike, recording live.
Kevin Knight, Knight XXXXXXXXXXXXXXL, or XXXL.
Do you think he's a small person?
Yeah.
I hope so, for his sake.
Probably some.
Like an ironic name, like Big Dave, but it's little. But he's more average size. That'd be...
Turn Ferguson, because that's funny.
Yes. Right. Okay. Obviously, podcast. And before any big announcements at E3, this is the trickiest question you've ever asked.
So
you didn't really answer the question. You just went, this is tricky. And it is a tricky question. We do admit that.
It is. It is tricky.
But it's just for fun, because you can buy as many games as you can afford.
You can speculate at this point. Go crazy. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Crazy. Or subscribe to Love Double Gameplay.
Or do that. Or listen to our next MP3.
Skullduggar, you're a dog belching wanker.
That was just brilliant.
What was that? Yeah.
That was the announcer guy off the Fanboys podcast.
Sending you a little love, Rich. Sending you a little love.
Let me hear it again. I'm going to hear it again because
I love that guy.
Okay.
Skullduggar, you're a dog-belching wanker.
Where did he record it? In a disco?
Right. If anybody doesn't know, right, the fanboys, right,
yep,
they do their podcast when they go out to dinner.
Oh, I see.
Basically, every podcast they do, they just plonk down, they've got a little device where they basically record on an iPhone type thing, right, stick it in the middle of the table, they order their lunch, and then they start talking about video games. During the conversation, you get waitresses coming up, asking them what they want, and do they want any more coffee, do you want any more tea. Sometimes they even have George Michael blaring in the background. But it's awesome.
So they're at the strip club.
Check it out. Yeah, they can bear. They could be wherever you want. They go all over the place.
Imagine that. Yeah. All right, it's time for the show break.
Show break.
Yeah. So this week, we're going to go back old school to the first song we had on our show break, which was from Palette Swap Ninja. And it's the Gamer Score song. So enjoy it, listen to it, and when we come back, we've got more. That's all I got to say. We've got more.
Imagine, as I'm waiting online to play more Gears of War, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchange between nerds. What a bullshit achievement, what a bullshit achievement, says a griefer to a whiner.
Yes, but what a shame the guy's such an achievement whore.
I chime in with, haven't you people ever heard of padding your gamer score? No. So games with a hardcore cynical mentality.
I chime in.
Haven't you people ever heard of padding your gamer score? No, it's much better to play your console games with a hardcore. Well, in fact, between Forza and Madden, I mean, technically the points are the same. And now I get to boast with my online nickname.
Oh, well, in fact, between Chrome, Hounds, and Uno, I mean, technically the points are the same.
And now I've got the most because I've got no shame, less than no shame. Support your hardcore personality. I chime in with a, haven't you people ever heard of padding your gamer score? No, it's much better to play your console games with a hardcore cynical mentality.
I chime in.
Haven't you people ever heard of adding the gamer score? No, it's much better to play your console games to support your hardcore personality.
We are back from the break, and let's dive right into it. Chris, you're first up.
Let's dive into it. Dan King writes in from his humble abode over there, and he says, "Hey, fellas, been a while since my last email, mostly because I am lazy and tweeting is easier than emailing." Both true statements. Hopefully, I will manage to make it to the play dates that are scheduled for this weekend. However, sometimes working shifts can be a real pain in the arse. Also a true statement. Right then, question of the week. My two purchases would have to be Skyrim and Mass Effect 3 because they are both going to be bloody marvelous, and we all know this to be true. Another true statement. Dan is full of truth this evening.
3 for 3.
For my rental, I'm going to go on a limb and say Warhammer 40K Space Marine.
Also a true statement.
Out on a limb, faux show. My reasons for choosing this wild card are as follows. There is an enormous amount of sanctioned literature that makes up the backstory for the universe that this game is set in, which means I have to read, so no thank you. Enough so even to make the games created by the likes of Bethesda and BioWare look a little shallow, and if THQ and Relic get us right, there is already an enormous fan base that will embrace and love it and hug it and call it George, this game above all others. Okay, they didn't say anything about calling it George. I put that in there. Done right, this title has the potential to be awesome. However, if it's wrong, there are going to be a lot of very upset people. Heads will roll.
Are there really going to be a lot of upset people, or are they just going to be, yeah, we knew it?
Well, all of this huge fan base that will embrace it and love it and hug it and call it George will be upset.
Maybe. If I'm not mistaken, Warhammer 40K Space Marine is a shooter, and this has traditionally been an RTS game, so are they really going to be that broken up over the fact that they tried to make a shooter and it didn't work?
Really?
All right, moving on.
There were some Halo fans that were pretty mad that Halo Wars wasn't as awesome as they said it was going to be. Although it was awesome. It wasn't as awesome as they said it was going to be. That's all.
Screw them.
I'm saying.
Bastards.
They don't even know who they are. Anyway, that's enough for me. Have a great show, guys, and tell Chris that I'm not going to stand still for him in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer anymore. Well, Dan, I guess then we just can't be friends. Dragon Dan signing off. When we play Assassin's Creed, right, he doesn't like run around crazy. He just walks constantly in a circle. So it's really hard to track him down. It's really funny.
He's playing it right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. He's actually quite good at it. It's just funny because I'll follow him for like 5 minutes, and then finally he's just walking around in a circle. Then I cut off the circle and I get him. But every time it takes me like 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know what else is funny is on Sunday, I believe, Mike, your mob had Assassin's Creed play date?
Yeah.
6 p.m. Well, Dan was meant to be joining you, but he ended up going to the pub at 1 o'clock. He came back in at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because he'd had 7 pints of beer.
Oh, he fell asleep. Was that him who fell asleep? Was it Dan?
No, he didn't fall asleep. His wife put him in the doghouse, so he wasn't allowed to play on his Xbox.
Oh, didn't somebody fall asleep? They woke up and they were like, oh, damn, I missed it, or whatever. Was that you?
No Xbox in the doghouse.
Oh, well. Yeah. Never mind.
I was watching the foosball with Mark McGuire.
While we're talking about that, we got another play date. Every Sunday we're trying to, like just around 6 p.m. Proper time. We're having a play date. This week it's Vietnam, so do what you will with that. If you want to play some Vietnam,
put that in your pipe and smoke it, baby.
I think it's about 12 p.m. Central. So join us. Me and Duke will be on Vietnam. Bang.
Brilliant. All right. Let's listen to a little Steve Conger love.
Aha.
Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies. Sorry.
That was it. Actually, Chris, you do your impression of Steve.
Do your impression.
Even though you have no idea what he's going to say, but do it. Go.
Let's see if it works. He says, he usually starts off with, greetings, guys, gals, and guildies.
Yeah. And then what else is the message? You got to do the message.
I got to do the whole message.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's see how close your guess is to what he's going to say.
Oh, man. I had no idea.
On the spot.
So he says, greetings, guys, and guildies. The Wii is awesome. You are all missing out on all this greatness. And the Nintendo DS is going to be the greatest thing ever in 2011. So my two buy games are Wii games, and my rent game is a 3DS game. And then I might play Mass Effect 3.
It's funny you say that, because he called me and said
Shepherd.
That same thing.
For Lifelike Shepherd.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Let's see how close you were.
Greetings, scamps, scallywags, and skullduggerers. This is Lifelike from the Gamesman. Just dropping you a little line here to congratulate you on 100 episodes. That is a monumental podcasting achievement. So what's on tap for the next 100? Oh, God, 200 episodes. Man, 200. Yikes. Anyway, like I said, congratulations, and it looks like 100 episodes has earned you a level up.
Nice.
That's one slow leveling system he has.
like Final Fantasy 13.
So when we do 1,000 episodes, it'll be level 10.
Awesome. Hardest
grinding Greg's ever done.
Yeah. That's if it's linear, right? I mean, could be that 1,000 episodes only gets us to level 5.
I know, I'm not prestiging this time.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Steve, by the way, thank you for sending that. That was great.
Cheers.
Appreciate the level up. Yes, thank you.
And Steve. Love the games, man.
And I was way off on my prediction of your.
Yeah.
Yes, but very accurate to how the real Steve Conger does feel, because he really is. He's got a gigantic boner for the DS. Every time I talk to him, it's like you can hear the erection through the phone.
Good for him, man. You got to be excited about something. You know what I'm saying? And at his age, to be able to have that kind of staying power is admirable.
And also, I hope he's not taking 3D pictures with that erection.
We'll find out, I suppose. All right, let's move on. Hey, Mike.
Yep.
We should talk about some new releases. People need to know what's coming. That means... I was going to say slap grandma, but you already beat the bitch up. Yeah. All right, let's move on. We're talking Wii games, retail shelves. Hey, there's nothing. Nothing coming out on the Wii this week. WiiWare, that system that nobody cares about. You've got Jam City Roller Girls. Yeah, everybody needs a little Jam City Roller Girl in their back pocket. WiiWare Demos. You got Fish 'Em All and Furry Legends, or Fury Legends, whichever you want. On the Virtual Console, 1942 Arcade and Black Tiger Arcade coming out. Check those out if you are so inclined. On to the PS3. Dead Space 2 fills the retail shelves along with Two Worlds 2. On the PSN front, you've got Dead Space Extraction available for a separate purchase. I believe it's $15. And on the demo front, you've got Bulletstorm and Dead Space Extraction. So it has the move controls ability in there. So, you know, if you got the move, you might want to check that out. Of course, you've got Guitar Hero and Rock Band updates across all the consoles, so check that out if you need some music.
Check it out.
Check it out. And Xbox 360 this week, Dead Space 2, Two Worlds 2. Xbox Live Arcade Breach is coming on Wednesday, so very much looking forward to that. Demos, Bulletstorm, of course, and Crysis 2 have hit the Xbox Live Arcade, as we already discussed. And on the DLC front, lots to go over here. Bomberman Live Battlefest Bomb Up Pack 3. Say that two times fast. Not just once, two times. Castlevania Harmony of Despair Simon Belmont. And Castlevania Harmony of Despair Origins Stage Pack. Both out on DLC. And then, of course, Deal of the Week is Dance Central. Bunch of songs being released for $2 each. So there you have it. And last but not least, Games on Demand. The Chronicles of Riddick Dark. I always say it too.
Yes.
It's not Dark Assault. It's Assault on Dark Athena.
Hmm.
And yeah, that's the your critic. New releases.
The Critic.
The Critic.
The Critic. I get
and,
it.
Yeah, that's it. That's new releases. Okay, so as much as I want Two Worlds 2 to be the biggest release this week. I know. Dead Space 2 clearly is the big release.
Yeah.
Although some might even argue, though, that the Bulletstorm demo and the Crysis 2 demo are just as big.
I got to go on a bit of a rant here. This will be a brief rant.
Rant. Okay. Rant away.
So I was watching the advertisement for Dead Space 2. And the ad campaign is they show a bunch of late 30s, 40s,
moms,
right,
watching footage of the game and videoing their reactions as they freak out at the grotesqueness
Chris,
of it. Right?
Chris, can I do an impression?
Do it.
Why would anybody watch this? Yeah, why?
That was one, right? And so then the website is www.yourmomhatesthis.com, right? So I got two beefs with this. One, If you made a game that's worth a crap, you don't need to convince me that my mother hates it in order for me to play it. The merit of a game should not be that it grotesques someone else out, right?
Okay.
And two, this game is rated M for mature, right? No?
Right. Right.
So if a game is rated M for mature, and I am M for mature playing for this game, I don't need my mother's permission to buy it. I don't care what she thinks of it. If I want it, I'm going to go play it. So who are we really targeting with our...
Exactly, Chrissy. This is the hypocrisy of the game publishers coming full out into the open. They are advertising to underage, immature gamers that live with mom, you know, all yes. the teenage kids out there. That's who they're advertising to. And yet, these are the same people that are saying the ESRB is fine and that we don't need to have any kind of stricter laws because clearly we don't sell games or don't want our mature games going to underage game players.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
The other problem is my mom really likes Dead Space.
Well, then you shouldn't play it. Clearly, you should not
yeah.
play it.
Yeah. Obviously, this is not the game for you.
Every time I go see her, always playing Dead Space. Always. Like, come on, Dead Space type, mom, really? Can we just play the Wii?
Mike,
no,
your mom,
Dead Space.
Cutting edge.
Yep.
Living on the edge.
She's, anyway, she can't wait for Bullet Storm.
That's my short rant.
No, it's a worthy rant.
Yes, well very deserved. Very appropriate there.
Hey, speaking of worthy, Mike, I think we have our next audio clip.
Ah, crap.
Yeah,
which one is it?
This would be Mr. Spitfire Ian.
Ah, yes. There it is. Got it. Okay, let's play this. No.
Hi there, chaps. Spitfire Ian here, and many congratulations on reaching show 100. Currently, I'm playing the Black Ops multiplayer with a good folks from Gate.
Did he record this in a cup?
Actually, he was in a coffin when he recorded this. He'd let me know later on.
For cup and string, like he tied the other end of the string.
He's got
the
a tin can and some yarn, yeah.
Yeah,
that's iPhone quality for you.
Love you, Ian.
Finished playing the Alan Wake single player. Can't really decide yet if it's worth buying the two DLC packs. So enjoyed this game more than I expected, as I don't usually go for this type of game. I thought the atmosphere created in the gameplay, especially at night, was superb. And the music was so good I even downloaded three of the songs from iTunes.
So David Bowie features on that soundtrack.
About you, have you ever enjoyed a game enough to source music? I noticed Alan Wake's even got an album. So, it's show 101 next. So how about room 101 segment? Come up with a game you'd wished had never been created, and the world would have been better without. Well, good luck for the show there, chaps, and here's the next 100. Spitfire Ian out.
Yeah, news, Ian, we're cancelling the show after this. next 100, thanks.
Well said, Ian. We're not doing it anymore.
I think Skull, you should be worried because Ian's doing your job there. Because that's obviously next week's question of the week. What games do you wish you would never invented?
Yeah, actually, you should thank me.
I am not afraid to take ideas off everybody else.
No, you've never been shy about doing that. True.
Yeah. But to his question, have you guys ever loved a soundtrack so much off of a game that you wanted to buy the soundtrack?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, not so much for me, but I'm not that big into music that, you know, for me that is fitting.
I do it all the time. I bought the Red Dead Redemption 1, Mass Effect 2 recently got that. I do it with movies as well. I looked at the Tron soundtrack and what else? Other Inception said the ones by Hans Zimmer, not the one by Zach Dempsey. So yeah, I'm into all that stuff.
All right, Mike. Well, let's talk some fanboy speak.
Fanboy speak. For those that don't know, fanboy speak is where we highlight the idiots of the internet. And surprisingly, there's quite a lot. YouTube being a very good sponge for idiots that talk about games. Now, a popular one that we've talked about is Steve Smith. Now, you might not remember him by name, but you may remember him by accent. He has a French accent. He says, "You Xbox fanboys are stupid. You have no good games. You cannot play." Basically, crazy. And he's very active now. He's getting more videos out, and he's getting more silly, and he's saying more ludicrous things.
Okay. We like
so a few things before I play the clip. If you laugh at his accent, you're being racist. but he is French, so it's allowed. That's the only racism that we're allowed to do. Gingers and French people. So go nuts. And also, this is the best start, I think. Like, the first second is the best... Sorry, the first 2 seconds is probably the best start to any fanboy spit I've ever had. Okay. I'll let him do it. Steve Smith, everyone.
Top five of shit.
Brilliant. Top five of shit. There we go.
Yep.
So, this video is the top five of the worst games that came out in 2010. Number five. Alan Wake. A flop of epic proportions.
Now, if we remember, Steve Smith is a big fan of a console.
Yes.
PS3.
Yes.
Now, we already know his fifth worst game of the year.
Yes.
360 exclusive. There's a pattern. There's going to be a pattern to these
I'm going to be amazed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. But the last one, the first or the last one or whatever, is an interesting one. But he's talking about Alan Wake now, so carry on.
There is a story. There is no story.
There is a story. It's all
a story. It's a, yep. A story.
A story.
The soundtrack is horrible. Totally unoriginal. I mean, the game was a massive flop.
Look.
It's easy to see why. Intelligent gamers rightfully didn't buy this shit. Number four. Epic.
I was waiting for Chris to
say. Four.
DK. What the hell is this shit?
He said Donkey Kong Country Returns, by the way.
I thought he said Epic. Oh, yeah. I was pretty sure he said Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey, sorry. Okay.
Yes.
The developers make this game in the middle of a heroin bat trip. So, this is very kiddie. And only young kids enjoy playing such garbage.
Yes, Steve Conger.
A totally failed experiment.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a French speak and spell.
Very slow and deliberate.
And it continues.
Number three. Donkey Kong Country Returns. Wow. The graphics and gameplay were better on the Super Nintendo version. They gave a level editor to a bunch of retards in an asylum, and this is the result. This game is proof that Nintendo will release anything in order to milk old franchise.
PlayStation have never done that, by the way.
No, never.
Never milked an old franchise.
Never.
Second place, Halo Reach. Man, this game is so cheap.
Cheap? Really, Steve? Out of all the things you could have said about Halo Reach, which does have its flaws, cheap is the first one you've reached to. Really? Jesus.
I think Superman 64 had a higher budget than this game. This is like Halo number 27 or something like that. I mean, it's just the same boring crap that is seen in every Halo game.
I can't argue with that, to be honest. So yeah,
I can argue probably, with that, but yeah.
Music is horrible, and quite frankly, it looks like the music was made with a $30 synthesizer. Another big flop from Bungie. Also, the online is a joke. The online is worse than the game Doom 2, which came out in 94.
Oh, he's done his research, eh?
Uh-huh. Give him props. He's obviously
got Wikipedia up. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I don't think Steve is very up on his what's happening in the gaming world, because his number one is I think he's got a backfire. So it'd be interesting to see how much he changes his mind in the next month about this game, but let's see.
And the winner is Mass Effect 2. Oh yeah, Mass Effect 2. The epitome of trash. Among the many major problems with the game is the story.
Yep.
The story is so boring.
Yep.
It's just hours and hours of mindless grinding.
Grinding.
If you have insomnia problems, please play this game. You will fall asleep after 5 minutes. The voice acting is a joke. There is like 3 actors doing all the voices. The graphics are horrible.
None of
and
them
the controls
French.
Are terrible. This is easily the worst game release since a decade. Seriously, be aware. Should stop developing video games altogether. So they can avoid further embarrassment. Because the game was just that bad. So, this was my top 5 of 2010.
Okay, Mike.
You can imagine BioWare now shitting themselves.
Of course.
You know, they're looking around at each other. You know, this Steve has got some good points. I mean, the story is kind of boring. Maybe we should just quit games and make toys.
I have some homework for you. Based on this now, I want you to research Mr. Steve here and see if he by chance has maybe reviewed Heavenly Sword. Not Heavenly Sword. Oh, God.
Heavy Rain?
Yes, thank you. Heavy Rain.
Yeah. Well,
because something tells me he's going to think the voice acting in Heavy Rain is really good.
Yes. You might be right. But that clip I just played is his very latest video. So I'm guessing that he's not really up on the gaming industry, because he's going to really backtrack on his words, I think, in the next book. He's going to have a real turnaround about Mass Effect 2 for some reason. They've really improved the graphics.
Oh, yeah. That will come. Voice acting probably got better.
Some of the comments on this are obviously eloquent and well put. You're a fucking idiot is one of them, by Chips V1001 a day ago. And put your ugly ass white face away, you ugly inferior gorilla. By Morgoth 95. So, spot on about Epic Mickey. It is shit for sure. Theatrical, said 6 days ago. So he wasn't all incorrect and inaccurate, but he does look like a white gorilla. So bless him, Steve Smith, crazy.
Awesome. Brilliant. All right. Mike, thank you for that.
No problem.
Always entertaining.
Thank you.
I'm preparing myself, because speaking of things that are epic,
whoa.
Our next email is truly epic in length. Mr. David Brown sent us a email, and I'm just going to go for it. Here we go. Happy 100th show of the critically acclaimed OC podcast. I see you lot were too good for the Academy Awards nominations. Didn't see you lot on the list cheating and bribing the bastards that they are. He says, I attempted to record and send a sound bite, but due to my awesome technical ability and lack of bloody headsets at the ready, couldn't, so I apologize, as I had in my mind a really good idea. They always are good when they're in your mind, David. Remember that. Shit happens, I suppose. To clarify from last week's show, and probably to bore you to death, but I was born in Aberdeen.
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 Excuse me. Aberdeen. Aberdeen, Scotland. Or I should be saying Aberdeen, Scotland. Lived there till I was about 9 or 10. Moved to Southampton.
Southampton.
And lived there till I was about 19.
I moved to New York,
USA, and I lived paycheck to paycheck because it's so damn expensive for everything till almost 2 years ago when I moved to Florence, South Carolina, and I've been there ever since.
You I got a speeding saw. Ticket there.
Well, now you know how they pay for things. They get tickets. When creating my gamer tag, really had no clue what to do, and for some reason my green card, which was pinkish in color, said Resident Alien on the top. So I figured, why not? New green cards are white, by the way, and don't say alien anymore.
Aww.
Does that mean he's not an alien? No, clearly it doesn't.
No.
He is still an alien to us. Today officially kicks off my 2011 gaming calendar, and all sorts seem to be coming thick and fast right now. Today, for instance, I am picking up Two Worlds 2. Good job, David. I did too. Or will by the time this airs. I also have Crysis 2 demo on my download list, which is not rating as well over Twitter, etc. Frame rate issues, crappy spawns, very buggy, laggy. Bulletstorm demo, which I will download, has been getting raving tweets, etc. so far. Apparently Twitter is liking Bulletstorm, not so much on Crysis. I also will be trying Rift Beta on PC, which is an MMO and is similar to WoW and is beginning Phase 5 of Beta today. Tuesday through Friday this week. Can't wait for that. Hopefully I like it. And I will probably pre-order for the release March 1st. Then all the usual stuff I have been playing or need to finish, like Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Fable 3, Mafia 2, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, F1 2010, really all sorts. Happy gaming, and once again, happy 100th, and can't wait to download the episode in a few days. I do have a question. With all the games slated for potential release this year, what do you expect will come out of E3 or even PAX this year in regards to new releases, or do you think it will be overloaded info for games we already know about, etc.? Obviously, I would assume the new COD will get a mention at one of them. Also, what big game for next year may get a mention at E3? I think, from a Microsoft standpoint, you're going to hear probably PAX, maybe even sooner, maybe at GDC, more Kinect games. Hardcore Kinect games are going to get announced.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Not even hardcore, just like Kinect games in general.
I think they're going to push the hardcore Kinect games. I do.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I also think we're gonna see like all the kind of silly
stuff. Oh, the casuals.
Well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that I think that'll be a big focus in E3 for Microsoft with the Kinect and all that stuff. Modern Warfare 3 as well. That'll be kind of
Modern Warfare 3 and Halo 4 for the future.
You think? I've
got one to friend the mix.
Okay.
I think you won't get anything that'll be full and expansive as far as showing, but I think you will get, you know, them little teaser type things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll stick a teaser for the new Respawn project.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get at least that, I think.
I'm sure there will be something in that vein.
That makes sense because, like, you know, they probably know that Modern Warfare 3 is going to be shown at E3. So they'll probably, like, kind of counter that with something that they've made, and it's like, oh, you know, and they'll create hype for themselves. So, mm-hmm. it'll kind of market itself in a way. They did that. So it would be clever if they did that. It's all about if it's ready. And I suppose if it's not ready, then, well, we'll see.
And I'm guessing that from a Sony perspective, you're probably going to see some kind of successor God of War game. I mean, they finished the trilogy, yes, but you know the game's not done. Or at least...
See some Last Guardian. I don't know about another God of War, but I think we'll see more Last Guardian stuff.
Well, yeah, but Sony is notorious for showing stuff that isn't coming out anytime soon at E3. They're not about the here and now. That's more Microsoft's cue. So Sony, and because we know Killzone 3 is coming out, Uncharted 3 is coming out, we know Resistance 3 is coming out. I mean, all of their big games are kind of out on the table for this coming year. So I, you know, we're going to get some kind of surprise announcement. God of War is one of their bigger franchises. They're never going to kill it off completely, so I suspect we'll see something for down the road.
I've got another one for you.
Yeah?
Okay.
And keep this one under your hat. I think you will see something from the guys that produced Wipeout. Say no more.
Okay. All right.
Wipeout.
Fair enough.
Wipeout. You're buzzing a lot. You're buzzing a lot, by the way.
Yes, I'm buzzing quite a bit. Mr.
That's
Matthew.
They know you're jogging. Yo.
It's my Velcro, man.
What about you? Anything you think might be on the horizon, E3-wise?
No.
Okay, there you have it. Straight from Mr. Matthew.
Is it Guillermo del Toro? How do you say his first
name,
Chris?
Yeah.
How do you say his first name, Chris? Do you know?
I can't remember his name.
Guillermo del Toro?
Guillermo.
Right. Guillermo. Well, yeah, he's working on Insane, you know, the director of Hellboy and Panzer Dragoon and stuff. So, okay. I mean, there's like a teaser at the VGAs, so I'm guessing, well, I'm hoping that we'll see more of that because I can't get excited by a teaser. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch the VGAs.
A teaser that didn't show anything, yeah. So anyway, David says, that's the best I can do, and I feel really bad for whichever one of you falls victim and has to read my mundane drivel. Lol, David the Alien, David Brown. Thank you very much, David. Great email. Hey, Skull.
Yeah.
You're busy snapping yourself or, you know, doing the Velcro shuffle. How about some more forum responses?
Yeah, more forum responses. Spitfireian, who sent us the high-quality audio clip earlier, put, right, at this moment, as it stands, he will buy Portal 2, L.A. Noire, and he would rent Fear 3.
Fear 3. That's a game that I think is kind of almost to the point where it needs to be buried. Fear 2 had great single player, bad multiplayer, and I don't think they can really recover from what Fear 2 did. I don't know.
I always think of them in terms of the single players. And I mean, I've played one. I've still not bloody finished it yet, but I've enjoyed it. I like the whole scary aspect of it.
I really enjoyed Fear 2. I thought it was brilliant.
I like the levels.
The levels were interesting. It kept you going. You know, just playing, just those levels are so well done. You know, playing in the school and all sorts of crazy stuff. And,
but like Spitfireian said, it is a rental.
Yeah, and it was going to be. Yeah, but I think it's a very, very underrated game here. Yeah. So, yes.
All right, continue on, Skull. Sorry.
Yeah, and he just said, but a lot can happen between now and then. So there you go. And next one was from the man, the one and only Rich Big Bad Daddy. He said, easy peasy, mate. No surprises here. I will obviously buy Elder Scrolls 5. So he's going to be rimming come November. And then he also wants to get L.A. Noire. And he would rent Portal 2. Check it, Jammer Fool.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mr. Big Bad Daddy, who is really, I mean, for those that may not know, he is one of the original Overseas Connection crew, and he just has time constraints now to where he's only able to come in once in a while and join the show.
Apparently he's got a life.
Yeah, apparently.
Weird. That's,
yeah, I know. Whatever.
How many Twitter feeds and forum responses do we have this week? Jesus Christ.
We've got quite a bit. So
I've got down this list about five times.
All right. We're going to move on to some more Twitter responses. So I will take these on since you guys have been so awesome about reading the others. Famous Mortimer, also at For Your Pete Dodd. Said, buy Little Big Planet 2, Endless Replay. Buy MotorStorm 3. I put over 150 hours into MotorStorm 2. Rent Mass Effect 3. Need to see the end. Bobby Gooding at Iron Hammer 5 said, I'd buy anything with Valve or Blizzard on the box. And will rent nothing as PC gamers don't get that kind of luxury. I forced Bobby Gooding to have APB free to play.
That's what I told him. That's what I told him afterwards.
JF Gratton, Big Smooth 8.
Yeah!
The old original Couch Mercenaries. He had this to say, I'd buy a time warp for Murph to regain his youth and a chatterbox for Chinny. I'd rent The Odd Couple for Rich Square and Chris.
Nice.
Very nice. And last, but certainly not least, Mormon Rage had this to say. He said, buy Little Big Planet 2 and Uncharted 3. We'll play both for 100 plus hours. He will rent L.A. Noire. Gotta play through it at least once.
Hmm.
Yep, yep.
Mormon Rage.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, okay. At least he picked it. At least he picked it. So.
Yes.
So, and that's that Mormon Rage, that's changed. That's gone from to
Thank you for the clarification. All right, Mike. We've got our last MP3, and it is from Kevin Knight. And I do have to just throw this out there, Kevin. When you sent this to me, I had a little bit of trouble pulling this in, and so I hope your voice sounds right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
He'd be messing with your voice, man.
Okay, here we go.
Hi guys, Knight Triple XL here. Just wanted to say a big congratulations for hitting the 100th episode. It's been great fun listening to you guys from the very beginning. So all I can say is just keep up the good work, and we'll catch you online.
That sounds about right to me.
Yeah,
that
I thought so. But I just want you to know, I went through about 5 different iterations of how your voice sounded there because the original MP3 came through a little off.
Can we have one of the
I'm sorry?
You should have said the slow one or something.
I know, I should have put it there.
Greg, bang, yes. We have another one.
We have another one?
Yes. Oh. I did send you a message saying we got another one, but you must have not saw it, but seen it. But we have another one. So I'm going to play that right now. Why not?
Congratulations. Hi, Muffy. You're really old. Hi, Ching Ching Chiroo. You're strange. Hi, Skullduggar. Hi, CCCCPPPP Matthew. And hi, Big Bad Daddy. You are terribly bad. I hope you enjoy your 100th show. Yeah. This is a little gamer. Let me blast. Ta da! Hope you enjoy it.
Magnificent. Who in the right mind would use their own kids?
That was
to get
Stuart Stone's using tactics that I believe Skullduggery uses. Yes.
Oh, that's so underhanded.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah.
Saying, I'm old. I see how it is too.
Lil Blast, I think she's calling herself now because yeah, Big Daddy Blast, Lil Mil Blast, Millie. She's little, you know, bless her. So thanks to Stu and Millie sending that in.
That was incredibly great. Thank you very much for that, Stu and little Millie. All right, let's move on. We don't have any new reviews, as far as I know, on the iTunes or Zune, which means all the people that sent us either Twitters or emails or voicemails, if you haven't already done so, you now must send us an iTunes review or Zune review. Your choice. Pick one. Make it happen.
Or Greg is coming to your house and he's going to punch you.
Yes, in the toe, the big toe. Not the little toe, the big toe.
In the scrote.
Chris, why don't you take on community play dates, please?
Why don't I? So, as every Friday, this week is Friday Night Racing. And this week is Forza 3. Last week was apparently F1 2010, and I flubbed it up. So come on out and join us for some Forza 3 racing. Starting at 11 p.m. East, 8 p.m. West Coast, and early in the morning in the UK. Coming up in just 2 short weeks' time, February the 12th, we'll have a Battlefield Bad Company VIP 7 plus Vietnam map pack extravaganza starting at 3 p.m. in the UK, and then you'll have to do the math for the rest of it. And this Sunday, if you can't wait until February the 12th to play some Battlefield Bad Company 2, the veteran gamers are going to have a Battlefield Bad Company 2 shindig, and they're going to be playing at 6 p.m. in the UK. That would be 1 p.m. on the East Coast here in the U.S. of A. So come on out and join them. And it is round 8 of the Formula One Championships. They're racing in Montreal. Why you would race in Montreal this time of year, I don't know. It's cold, right? And those are open cockpit cars. So, yeah.
Bring your blanket.
Do bring your blanket. And?
Or sleeping bag.
Or your sleeping bag if you want to make a lot of noise like Rich. Happy birthday to Link Stew, the Triple E. Triple. Mom, you're killing me. Artful. Have these birthdays been updated?
These have been updated. They were new members from before.
Oh,
new members
that's right.
That now have birthdays.
Nice. Well timed.
Fast moving.
Artful.
They joined up deliberately so they could get presents and shout outs.
Yes, they did.
I see. And happy birthday to Duke Scath, 105 years young today.
Amazing. Because he doesn't look a day over 90.
Not a day. And still teaching.
I thought with age comes wisdom.
Well, there's always an exception.
I had 2 kidney stones, but I whizzed them out.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
And welcome to the new members. Dave 1707, Plumtree, Dave 30 Mac, Green Ben, very clever, not Green Bean, Kaiser Sosa, and Nathan S. Ryder. Welcome aboard.
Yes, welcome to the Gate community. So that brings us to, remember how in the very beginning of the show, guys, we talked about a contest?
That was a long time ago. I don't know.
It was a bloody long time ago.
So if you are still listening to the podcast, you are now going to get the details on how to win either 800 Microsoft points or $10 PSN. All you have to do.
There's no other way of fast-forwarding the show, so
they have to listen to the whole thing.
At the beginning, that was like the hook, right?
Yeah.
The hook brings you back.
I'm like your crack dealer. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so here you go. What you need to do, you need to email us the answer to the following question, which is, in the 100th episode intro, you need to identify who of the Overseas Connection took part to make that intro. It was all Overseas Connection members that made that, but you have to identify which of them specifically made it. Send your answer to OC podcast at gmail.com. I almost screwed that up.
Well done.
So send the podcast team members' voices in the opening 2001 Space Odyssey intro. Give your preference of PSN or Xbox Live. And then from the winners, assuming that we have multiple people that figure it out and get you know the correct names, we will then do a pick of the hat, and that person will get either 800 Microsoft points or $10 PSN.
So you're going to pick a hat?
Yes, I'm going to pick a hat, and then I'll pick
a hat. Does that tell you who's won?
Yeah,
if you pull a bowler hat,
if you didn't know, every hat in the U.S. has a name.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's wrap this show up.
For instance, my hat's name is Nelson. What?
Hey, Nelson, if you were going to send an email to us specifically, maybe about this contest, where would you send that email to?
I would send it to ocpodcast@gmail.com. Oscar Charlie Papa Oscar Delta Charlie Alpha Sierra Tango @gmail.com. Not the other address that you almost mentioned.
Yes.
Greg DeLacy.
Yes. And it does need to be an email. We're not going to take Twitters on this. You must send us an email.
No Twitters.
Don't forget to include your choice of PSN or Xbox Live. Okay. iTunes reviews and Zune reviews, we already said it. You need to send it to us. Done.
Don't send them to us. Send them to iTunes.
If you were going to maybe not participate in our contest, but you still wanted to send us a Twitter, Rich, where would you send that Twitter to?
That Twitter would go to @OC_podcast.
Brilliant.
At always at the front.
Always.
Can't stress that enough.
All right. Let's get this done with. Mike, any shout outs for you?
No, but shout out to us, Greg. To us.
I like
and to you. 100 episodes in. So yeah, congratulations to us. Why not?
Why not indeed?
I'm glad that everybody listens. I'm glad that people write in and enjoy the show. We wouldn't do it if we didn't enjoy it, and we do it for a bit of fun. And yeah, it's been great. I love it. I look forward to doing it. So thank you, Greg, and thank you, Chris, and Rich, and the other Rich that isn't here, and everybody that listens. Thank you very much. And I mean that.
Well, we thank you.
I've got to pass it on,
yeah,
right?
Pass it on.
Fuck you guys.
yes.
Chris. Bang.
Mike.
Give. Yo.
Me. I am going to shout out the three of you for joining me on this show and everyone who responded on the forums, the Twitters, and the emails. It's always awesome to receive listener feedback. And that is all I have for tonight. So, Rich.
Yeah. Mine's Stu for the question. Great stuff. Jenna, my daughter, for helping me with my old brain work out puzzles in Braid. The Friday Battlefield Bad Company 2 posse that we drummed up together to have some great games during the
gay
day.
What was that?
Gay! Gay fun.
Great gay. Do you want to join me on Gay Dog, Rich?
Whoa.
Yes, and I'd also like to shout out Extel 2381, who's on Twitter, Superstar Les, who I think is going to be joining G4TE. She enlightened me as to the books for Gears of War, actually, because I knew that the first one bridged the gap between the first and the second Gears, but I didn't know what the rest of the books were about. So, yeah, thanks for that. And she also had some sort of weird dog entangling accident, which resulted in a broken toe. Never mind. Carry on. Grey-haired Gamers for having a shit-hot match of Battlefield Bad Company last night.
I've never heard of the Grey-haired Gamers.
Grey-haired Gamers they're good friends with G4TE.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, cracking bunch of people. Cool. Yeah, so we had a match. It wasn't a match. It was just a friendly get-together type thing. So there was SCM01, Syme, Super Dragon Dan, Marcanics, and Kaiser Souza, who just joined up. He jumped straight in and started playing Battlefield with us, and he really enjoyed it. So, cool. That's what I like to see.
I said, yeah, yep. Boy.
Yeah, boy. Shout out to Announcer Guy. Talk to you about the fanboys. Check them out because it's a cracking podcast. And then we had some thanks for the 100 show tweets that came through late. That was Grish Frish Lips, everybody at BG, Mike's Posse, Morganics, and Filthy, along with NightXL, XXXL. Who said, good luck tonight with no moths, dogs, cats, or ears. So, yeah, that's me done.
Well, we had a dog, so deal.
Yeah, we had a bit of a dog, didn't we? Greg?
Yeah. I definitely want to say thank you to everybody. 100 episodes.
Yay!
I don't know that I may have missed one. I'm trying to think back if I actually missed
one. Yeah, you missed one because I hosted it.
That's right.
That was the one.
Yeah.
So 99.
Was it just me, you, and Rich?
I think it was just the three of us.
Yeah, I do believe so.
Yeah, we said it was going to be a short podcast, and then we talked for like 3 hours.
And yeah, that's always right, the case. Yeah. We come into this thinking, oh, it'll be a quick episode.
Yeah,
never the case.
We always say, oh, we've got nothing to talk about, and then we just end up going long.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Big Smooth and, of course, the Couch Mercenaries who gave us kind of our start. And allowed us the space to put our podcast originally. Even though they're no longer, they're still definitely here in spirit. As far as
body as well.
They haven't died, but
still giving us shit.
Yeah.
It's like we're reading the obituary.
I know. But,
they're still
you know,
here.
On a very positive note, a big thank you to G4TE, because they took us in with open arms, even though they discriminate against under 18 people. We love them still. And it's been a great match. And you know,
they're forever ours.
Yes.
Faithfully.
Till death do us part. And you know what? Big shout out to you guys, because, you know, I really appreciate the dedication that you
shout
guys
out.
Every week. You're here for the most part. Except for really? Other shit to do, like British things.
I was listening to last week's show, Greg. Right?
Yes.
When I was doing bad ballet impressions. And, I was listening. And there's certain points in the show where I could just tell that you're just like, I really want to get this back on track. But these guys will not shut the fuck up. Right? You can tell, I can hear it. And you just get, right. So, I mean, like Chris will say, some movie reference that you don't get. Rich will talk about, planting weeds. And then I'll talk about David Bowie. And you're like, oh, God, just, we need... Too late. I got a soul and stuff, and I can tell you're trying to lasso everything together. So bless you, Greg. At the same time, you can't control us.
No,
it's too late.
I can only hope to contain you. I can't control you. I know. But yeah, no. Thank you, guys.
All the honey is with that PS trip.
You guys, honestly, are not just podcasting hosts, but truly good friends. And
yay,
what friends. Makes doing this such a great, great experience. I don't
kiss.
Yeah, I appreciate
Scott kiss. Scott kiss.
Yeah, whoa. You might. Why don't you just start opening up your Velcro trousers too?
Whoa! I have some of those with the that snap off all the way down the legs. You know, those are cool.
They are cool. All right, so I am going. See how I just roll right past that? Yes.
I can see you, Chris, just kind of like practicing that in the bedroom. Just like, wow, that is cool. Putting it back on. Get up here now. This will save us hours.
How do you think they got their child?
It takes like 5 minutes to put those things back together.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Jesus, snap.
You'd think they would be easier to put on than they are.
It's like dominoes. You know, it's so long to set it up, and then the payoff's not that great.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to leave you guys with a nice little kind of quote here.
Okay.
From a courtroom, a little testimony. I love courtroom testimony. It's always fun.
I'd like to start by saying to my friend Roosevelt E. Roosevelt, what it is, what it was, and what it shall be. Sorry, what?
An attorney was questioning a witness, and he said, when was the last time you saw the deceased? The witness responded, at his funeral. The attorney then responded, did he make any comments to you at that time?
Nice. I hope not.
All right, gentlemen. On that note, we're done.
Yes.
Episode 100 officially in the book.
Done in the bag.
Yay.
I'm going under my sleeping bag.
I'm going to go get some more Coke.
I'm going to get a donut.
Yeah, enjoy that.
No. Go! To the
go!
No.
Go!
Shut up.
All right, do your test, Mike.
And then she I don't know.
Can you hear that?
Wait, what?
No. I can hear that.
Right. That means the sound's working.
Can you hear this?
Not normally. That's not as loud as you normally do it.
Just happened. That didn't happen on the recording. Oh, you're hilarious, CP Matthew.
Yuck.
We could have had some outside broadcasts for the OC.
Live from PAX East, Jeff Keighley throws a welly at someone.
Major Nelson.
David Bowie has turned up.
I'd like to go meet Major Nelson so I could smack him in the face. You're not actually a major, Major Nelson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
First day, Red China, Johnny Ray.
We did. Little watch.
Should have
known. A second. Put next up.
Fucking said it. Greg, I said, should you press that fucking button? Just start.
You too, Shabari, Chalea, Kennedy, Chubby, Checker, Psycho, Belgians in the Congo.
All right, I'm muting myself now.
Me too. Well done.
Keep them legs and limbers all limbered up, and let's go.
Let's do what the catchphrase is. 100 shows! Oh, we can't wait for 100 more. Cancelled.
Yeah. It's over.
101. Yeah, we're not going to do another one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we hate each other.
We do. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the...
I specialize in a certain type of security.
Right. I'm not talking. I'm waiting for you to introduce the fucking show.
I'm waiting for Mike to stop talking.
Well, fuck me. I'll go, shall I? 100 shows? I quit? All right, go. Go, Greg.
Don't think you're going to fucking go watch.
Wait, what? Hey, we're back.
Hold
on,
I'm going to go back in my sleeping bag.
Jesus.
Are you all zipped up yet, Rich?
I'm done.
Right, here we go.
Are you ready for school, Rich?
I feel like a little caterpillar.
Don't shoot your eye out. Yeah, except you're not going to get butterflies when you come out of that thing.
I don't get it.
Smell like three-week-old farts.
Shit.
Yes, shit, Greg. Well done.
All right, here we go. All right, fucker.
The best of all is good when you're not recorded. Is Rich here?
Maybe, maybe not.
I was just wondering. Might be a good time to pause or something.
Possibly.
Pause. Exactly.
The Dutch oven, like a kind of like you fart.
Oh, no, Dutch oven, is it?
Farting under the covers, yes.
Yeah, you fart under the covers and then you pull them over somebody's head.
Tell me not. I'm not going to any Dutch restaurants.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them.
Is that what they do with the food? They fart in a pie and they close it.
Yes.
And then this is a bit off.
Well, they have seven old men sitting on fake toilets. Farting, and all the food is under there.
I've got my head in my sleeping bag, and I'm just...
Guys, I just want to congratulate you on your 100th show.